8:15, we was told a senior officer of superintendent rank was going to come and speak to the family. And what we wanted to do was have this done and dusted and leave here before nightfall. And I actually said to the senior officer, if we're here till nightfall and something goes wrong, on your head be it.
Some breaking news to bring you now. We're hearing reports that a police car has been set on fire.
It's an absolute war zone. I walked up there, I saw about five youths, all faces covered up. They set a wheelie bin on fire and threw it into the
Brian Sewell, the art critic of the Evening Standard. After the first shock of what was happening in this past week, the image that was most telling for me was the copy shop in Tottenham, an Edwardian or perhaps a late Victorian building, of some high street elegance, some interest, some charm. And standing outside it, there was a young woman with heavy horn-rimmed glasses in tears, saying that she'd lost everything. It was an image that was very common during the last war, the early 1940s. And so my mind went back to that part of my life when I was not even into double figures. And there was immediately another reaction, which was how awful it must be to be standing outside the place where you lived, with nothing, absolutely nothing, not a piece of paper, not a shred of clothing, not a change of knickers, no other shoes than you're standing in, nothing. And to have nowhere to go to get anything. That was a fairly common situation during the Blitz. But to have it brought back by civil unrest in London, of all places, I found appalling.
Well, Jane, a very subdued atmosphere here in Tottenham tonight, but there have been disturbances 5 miles away in Enfield with some altercations between.
We can see a local pharmacy has had its windows smashed in. You can hear the alarms going off at the moment.
The police charge.
Wish it got that way.
The news headlines this morning. There's been more looting and rioting in several parts of London during the night.
He just took something from his bag.
I just want to bring you one isolated incident, pictures which have come into us of one boy who has clearly been hurt there, and there seem to be a number of concerned onlookers. And if you just follow...
My name is Laverne Antrobus. I'm a psychologist, and, you know, I found myself on annual leave this week. One of the particular images that sticks in my mind is that of the young man from Malaysia who was mugged. The effect that had on me was quite profound. I felt physically unwell and very shocked. And I was really searching. I found myself searching for something that would make me feel that there was some hope. And part of what I think I really wanted to look for was the moment of help, the moment of tenderness, the moment of care. And the shock for me came when suddenly those young children, young boys, put this other skin on, which is about taking, attacking, feeling that you could move into a different sort of territory, perhaps more familiar territory for them, of actually taking this person's belonging. Part of me responds to it as an individual, as a woman, as a mum, but also as a psychologist who's always looking for the meaning behind this behaviour. And I think that what we saw was a group of young people who feel that all they have is an ability to take because they aren't given anything. The other thing that's really occurred to me is that, you know, somebody was videoing this. What has happened to our society that we have all become voyeurs in some way? That actually, rather than that person give that rather slow commentary about, oh, they're doing something with his bag, what happened to that person putting their phone down and saying, stop?
I'm just off Mare Street. I just, within the past 3 minutes, saw a group of looters break into the branch of JD Sports on Mare Street. One of the looters ran past me with an armful of tracksuits.
Because we're not all gathering together and fighting for a cause. We're running down Foot Locker and TV Shoe. Dirty TV
I'm off the side street by the Marks and Spencers, just by West Croydon, the side of Santander.
my girlfriend's at home with her 7-year-old daughter, and there's just it's just everything's exploding around. There's just sirens and helicopters. I don't know what's burning down by what we've just passed West Croydon Station, but it's burning hard. I can see above the Marshall sensors down by the market area, something's up in flames. It's just smoke everywhere and helicopters everywhere. And whoever doing this are the worst bad articles on the face of the planet. They have no idea the fear they're putting in people's hearts. The fact that I've got a girlfriend calling me terrified that I can't get home to. She's a 7-year-old daughter who's crying her eyes out because she's absolutely terrified. And these monsters are doing this. I don't know what they hope to achieve, but they've made me so angry. Sir, don't bother going down there. Don't bother.
Everyone
don't bother.
Just going to riot, just go mad, like chucking things, chucking bottles,
breaking into stuff.
It was good
breaking
though.
Into shot. It was madness.
Yeah, it was good though.
So you're drinking a bottle of rosé wine
at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, free alcohol.
Like, it's the government's fault. I don't know.
Conservatives.
Yeah, whatever who it is, I don't know.
It's not even a right. It's showing the police we can do what we want.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, showing the police we can do what we want. And now we have.
But these, like, local people. I mean, why is it targeting local people and your own people?
It's the rich people. It's the rich people, the people that have got businesses, and that's why all of this has happened, because the rich people. So we're just showing the rich people that we can do what we want.
I'm Steve Norris, and I ran twice for Mayor of London and was Minister for Transport in London for 4 years. I suppose for me the most depressing clip that I saw was actually one that BBC actually recorded. It was of a couple of girls watching the blaze, I think in Croydon, and their sort of rationale for what they were doing was that they were showing the police, we can do what we want, they said. We've kind of been breaking into stuff. Good though, they said, all a good laugh. Oh, it's the government's fault, incidentally, and rich people. Because they caused all this. And why did that depress me? Well, because it's so utterly aimless, fruitless, pointless, ill-educated. And that doesn't, of course it makes me angry at one level, but more than makes me angry, it kind of just makes me sad. We've produced such a generation, really, of feral children, dare I say an underclass, without that being so politically incorrect. And that's a real challenge for all of us, quite how you deal with it. I don't know, except that for me, it just said, where are the parents?
Just climbing inside the shop and walking over the mass of broken shelves, debris, everything's been ripped down from the walls, piles of magazine, food, sweet wrappers, and skidding all over the place. It looks like a demolition crew's been inside. I'm with Shiva Haran, the owner. This must be terrible for you.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course, it is terrible. All my 10 years' life is gone. There's nothing left to take it. All the machines, everything. Everything wiped out. There's nothing there to take.
My name's Bim Adewumi. I'm a journalist and I've lived in the London borough of Hackney for 4.5 years. I love living in Hackney, which isn't something I thought I'd ever say. I grew up in the next borough over, in Newham, and I remember being told grim tales about Hackney when I was growing up. By the time I moved here as an adult, things had changed. Clarence Road and the Pembury Estates, which saw some of the worst destruction, is a 10-minute walk from my front door. I could hear the helicopters circling above my house, and was following the Twitter feed of a journalist on the ground there. The day after, on Tuesday morning, I joined other residents in front of the town hall on Mare Street for the riot clean-up. The atmosphere in the group was fairly upbeat, buoyed, I guess, by what seemed like community spirit in the face of past trouble. But when we got to Clarence Road and saw the burnt-out cars and the wrecked shop of Siva Kandir, who ran the Clarence convenience store for 11 years, things became a lot more sober. We could see that Siva had been crying, and he looked haggard, really broken. This wasn't like the multinational banks along the high streets with the smashed windows and doors. This was just a man who'd lost his livelihood and everything he'd worked for.
These are sickening scenes. Scenes of people looting, vandalising, thieving, robbing. Scenes of people attacking police officers and even attacking fire crews as they're trying to put out fires. This is criminality, pure and simple. And it has to be confronted and defeated.
Let's go back to those events in Birmingham. Three men died after being hit by a car believed to have been protected.
I heard the thud, ran round, and I seen three people on the ground.
My instinct was to help the three people. I didn't know who they were, who'd been injured. I helped the first man, and somebody from behind told me that my son was lying behind me. So I started CPR on my own son. My face was covered in blood. My hands were covered in blood. Why? Why?
That's obviously the sound of our radio car being hit by bricks, constantly sort of yobs, sort of realising that the police weren't here at this point and taking advantage of the fact that there was no one there to arrest them. And that's them breaking into the car itself.
A lot of them are seen as scum, so they act like scum. Is it any wonder? Look around here, what have they got? They've got nothing.
But that doesn't give them the right, though, does it, to come and smash the place up, does it?
Yeah, I was talking to him. Have I said I condoned it?
You think it's fair that someone's been shot in London for nothing?
What's that got to do with wrecking our shop?
Do you agree with that?
Something to do, let's go and smash some shops up. What's happening?
It's your ignorance what makes kids do what they do, so jog on.
I'm Kwame Kwayama, writer, artistic director. And I'm currently in Baltimore, in Maryland, in the United States. The abiding image of the disturbances last week is really as my six-year-old son. We were speaking on Skype. He was on his way back with his mother from a wedding at about midnight, and they got caught up in the disturbances in Tottenham. And so my son was driving through the smoke and the flames and the police and the people on the streets. And I suppose the thing that disturbs me the most about that is he's about to come to live in the United States with me. And that may be his last image of London, of shops burning and sirens and police. And that's really very sad. It saddens my heart.